This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:19 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Philip. Let's get a quick update on the FBM KLCI.
Still in the red, it is down 0.3%, 1,494 points, while the rest of the region, lovely shades of green, I see.
We shift our attention to the oil and gas sector in Malaysia. Brent crude oil prices have risen 14% year to date. It's hovering around $92.94 a barrel, but it is down some 28% from its peak. Now, this has boosted Petronas's coffers, and it's guiding for a total capex of 60 billion ringgit this year, which is nearly double from the previous year.
In spite of this, we are seeing dismal share price performance by the larger cap index-linked oil and gas companies. Petronas Chemical is up by about 1.8% year-to-date, MISC up 3% year-to-date, while Dialog Group is down 15% year-to-date. Now, the muted share price performance somewhat ties in with earning misses for companies such as MISC and Dialog for second quarter. Moving to the second half of 2022 and 2023, will our local oil and gas companies show improved earnings delivery, or are there any share price catalyst to buoy performance?
For more on this, we have on the line with us TJ Liao, Senior Analyst for Oil and Gas at Maybank Investment Bank. TJ, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Let's start with the second quarter earnings season. What were the key takeaways for oil and gas companies under your coverage from the recently concluded reporting? Do you expect a better second half of the year moving forward?
Well, in short, what I'd like to say is that most of the companies are painting a very rosy picture. They are pretty positive on the outlook ahead. I think for 2022, it's just a start. The 2022 numbers are well flat, but I think there's a lot greater optimism come 2023 as the service providers. They are seeing a very increased visibility in terms of workflows. Earnings should trend stronger ahead. But then again, on the downside, cost escalation has also started to creep up. Issues with labors, increase in material costs, and all these things. But having said that, things are looking pretty rosier for the oil and gas companies for now.
So TJ, what's the house view when it comes to oil prices? Are you expecting a move higher as we head into the winter season? And is there any potential surprising moves by OPEC Plus?
Okay, in terms of oil price, we are still keeping our oil price outlook of $100 per barrel for this year and next year as well. We think that the issue with the oil market is that the market is facing severe structural issues fundamentally, which have been driving oil price up. First of all, market has been spending less in terms of capex for the past 8 years. That has led to major attrition in terms of production globally. And that will not be addressed in a very short time frame. It requires about 2 to 3 years for them to normalize their production overall. Having said that, players are playing catch up in terms of capex spend. But in terms of OPEC, I would say that it offers a very good direction in terms of where oil prices will be heading to. Although they have been increasing quota, they have basically been undershooting in terms of their output. So having said that, I think the imbalance in terms of demand and supply will see oil price remain elevated for the time being.
So talking about capex catch-up, Petronas' capex first half expenditure has reached 18.9 billion ringgit. It's still trailing the full-year guidance of about 60 billion ringgit. Do you see any downside in this, given Petronas doubling its dividend commitment to 50 billion ringgit?
I think this is inevitable, but having said that, if I were to look at the certain segments in specifics, for example, in the drilling industry, in the drilling sector in Petronas itself, Malaysia, there is an increased activities based on the companies of drilling operations that we cover now. What we are seeing now is that there are more contracts or tenders or activities that will be filled up now. They have, in short, I would say that they are accelerating all their capex programs, which is a very positive thing, very similar or mirroring all the global oil majors that are doing works worldwide. So I think in that case itself, I think the push for greater capex will be a positive thing for the service providers. in general.
Who stands to benefit though, TJ, specifically?
I would say for the Malaysia, in the Malaysia space, what we are seeing now is that there is an uptick in terms of drilling projects, the names like Valesto. And if you were to look at the M&A activities, Icon, for example, has recently sold their jackups to a Middle Eastern party, which will be concluded by end of this year. Apart from that, on a global basis, if you were to look at the FPSO business per se, demand for contracts is extremely strong. There is very limited supply in terms of contractors that are able to take on new jobs. Hence, clients have been giving up a very generous upfront payment and also very good returns. So in a way, the FPSO players like the likes of Vincent and Bumi Armada are in a very sweet spot in terms of leveraging on this upcycle.
And meanwhile, we do see major oil companies globally spending millions to go green and be seen to embrace climate change. How are the local oil and gas companies addressing this?
The local oil companies are doing fairly well. Some have gone up fast. Some have just started, but that is reasonable given the fact that the oil and gas companies focus for the past few years have been trying to survive in a low oil price environment. But having said that, some companies are doing very well. Some companies are actually at the forefront within the global oil and gas space. For example, Vincent itself, I think their energy transition is one of the best in the FPSO business. They have very clear guideline in terms of policy, the direction that they're heading. So I think things are looking very good, but given a few years' time, I think most of the oil and gas companies in Malaysia will be heading towards that direction. And even if you look at Petronas's ESG drive itself, much has changed this year versus 1 to 2 years ago.
So, you know, synthesizing, right, your thoughts about what sectors you focus on, upstream or downstream, right, and what are your call and topics for the sector?
We have several key picks that we like in the Malaysia oil and gas space. For upstream play, in terms of alpha plays for oil, we like companies Hibiscus. I think they are the best leverage to ride on the strength of oil price. In terms of the jackup space, we like Valesto. I think they are basically benefiting from the drilling upcycle. For the FPSO business, we like Yinsen. I think they are the forefront of getting more jobs and also delivering better numbers. And in the Malaysia tank terminal space, we like companies like Dialog, which has a very solid and unique business model, which can be replicated easily.
TJ, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was TJ Liao, Senior Analyst for Oil and Gas at Maybank Investment Bank, giving us some of his takes on how the sector, what the outlook looks like for the remainder of the year.
I mean, we expect some potential upside, I think, for the sector, right? And I think his point also is that there's a bit more upside in the upstream opportunities there. He gave a couple of interesting names there, which I think struck me. Yinsen, I think, also struck me as someone who's kind of taking the leading edge in terms of green technology as well.
Yeah. Another favorite, of course, is Dialog. It's actually, when you look at the investment community, 15 buys, one hold, no sells. Consensus target price for this stock, 3 ringgit and 28 cents. Current share price is actually up 1 cent to 2 ringgit and 27 cents. Now, another name that, of course, you mentioned, Philip, which is Yinsen, another darling, one of the largest, actually, FPSO players in the world, and has actually in the past gotten a lot of contracts, not so much from Malaysia, but more from places like Brazil and even Africa. So this has 11 buys, no holds, no sells. Consensus target price for this stock is 3 ringgit and 18 cents. Last done's price is 2 ringgit and 29 cents. But I noticed he threw in a rather unusual name, which I never thought, and that is, of course, Hibiscus, which was once upon a time.
A spec.
Now, in terms of coverage, 4 buys, 1 hold, no sells. Consensus target price for this stock, 1 ringgit and 46 cents. Current share price, 99.5 cents.
All right, 9:29 in the morning. We're heading into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. And then after that, the BBC World Service. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.